stealing your mangoes any chance they get. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
That's what it's called.
Podcast.
What's happening, Josh?
My earphones slip off my head because I got a fat noggin.
Do we need to stop this and start it all over?
No, you know, it's actually pretty cool. I can hear the rainfall in the background. It's pretty...
Do you like that?
I like it. It sets the mood.
Here at Studio Kalihi.
Studio Del Kalihi. And shouts out to our security guard at the front. And that guy is huge. He has eight legs and it rhymes with piter.
It is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
That's
Justin. I'm Jason. And we started off with the homie Jonah Jackson.
Jonah Jackson, Mother's Love. Make sure you go download it. Yo.
Featuring Micah G.
Micah G. Mr. Big Love.
Got to shout out Micah G.
Micah G.
Got to love local music as well. If you've got some local music and you want to feature it on the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast, you know how to reach us.
Right? You flood our feed.
Two High Dads over
Two
there.
Two High Dads are at Honolulu Pulse, at cool underscore daddy underscore cool_J. Yeah, I'm that guy. Cool Daddy Cool J. Make sure you go check out. Yeah, and then we have our official ding ding bell that I dropped 7 scripts for down there at Capole Office Depot Max Central. Man. But now, all the big shows have ringling bells, and we know we got one now.
Now we got one. And I'm telling you, because I've worked in radio before.
Who hasn't?
That is the actual bell that is everywhere.
Yeah, it's official now. Official. So rate, review, subscribe our podcast, because you know what? Every time I go on, I see it going up and up. When I mean going up and up, one at a time.
What I love is that I blew your mind today or earlier today when I posted on the Instagram account. The Amazon Alexa.
I am so out of it. And I was like,
playing the podcast.
I think I dropped like 6 eggplant emojis on that post. Because I was like, huh?
So if you have an Amazon Echo or Amazon...
what's his nuts?
All the Amazon Alexa devices, right? If it can play audio and you can get at least the TuneIn app, because that's what I have at my house, is the TuneIn app.
It's all over the
app.
Place. It's over here. It's like right next to
everything. But I can tell Alexa to play the Two Hawaii Dads podcast, and it plays it.
You know, it's so funny. I have the same thing, but it's called my kid. I can tell him to do stuff. But they don't play my podcast. They just tell me to grab water and whatnot, put away your dishes. Anywho. So I want to shout out... Shout out to our followers on Instagram. It's getting bigger, bro. It's getting bigger. We are at like 280 much followers. So shouts out. Yeah, I'm serious. Like legit followers. No hobos and no chicks trying to sell me with the breasticles.
I'm surprised. It's not just my mom. Fantastic.
We have a big family. Are you part Samoan? That's not a big family right there. We have 280. No, you're not part Samoan.
I think you
I don't know. Look at your feet, bro. Those are like size 18s.
It's called holy blood, bro.
So make sure you go and subscribe on all the platforms. We got Spotify, TuneIn, iPod Podcast, Apple Podcasts.
Everywhere. Bro, at this point, just Google it. Two Hawaii Dads. I'm telling you, we'll show up.
I'm
you somebody, Jess.
Oh wow, I only work the afternoon drive on KCCN FM 103.3-7 Saturday 12-6.
You don't gotta put the microphone right to it's loud enough. Like you can still hear it. We don't need the microphone
We're waking up the valley, dog. It is
actually what we're probably doing is waking up my daughter upstairs. My wife is probably like, why are those guys ringing that bell? I'm trying to put this kid to bed.
You know, the keyboard has gone quiet for the past 45 minutes, so she might be out.
We got a new piece of equipment thanks to Papa Tata Omar, who hooks up all the hardware.
He deserves the ding-dings.
Yes, ring that bell. He hooked up the hardware that helps make this podcast happen. He also just recently put in a digital keyboard in upstairs.
You're going to have a band upstairs in the next couple months.
That's what they're going for. If that would happen, like my in-laws would be like the happiest people on the face of the earth.
Oh man, she might be playing a Blue Note in the next couple of years. You better watch out. You better.
I'll give you this off the air. We did start the Ruby and Daddy podcast. So
I heard the rough.
Yeah, maybe at some point you'll hear some of that in the public eye. But
sounds a lot better than us. Let me tell you.
Hey, I'm trying to see if she wants to do YouTube. She could be a YouTube star at some point.
Why not? That guy Ryan's toy review. Why not?
You never know.
All right, Hobra.
Bruh, what's happening?
My man, Uncle Louie. So we hopped on a Thursday night, and the verdict came down guilty.
As we were coming into to do the podcast,
guilty
of conspiracy. Well,
not just him.
It was more Kathy. More Kathy and Kealoha than it was Louie. I'll tell you that. If you paid any attention to that trial, Kathy and Kealoha has some serious issues.
You think?
I think.
Okay, good. Well, there was, and then plus there were like two other guys, right, that went down. There was one that got off.
Well, we
got
to see what's happening because Shir Ishii, one of the majors, he got acquitted of all charges. But there's this
Johnny Cochran was your representative, right?
Stop
that. Okay. All right.
There's this rule called the Pinkerton rule.
Pinkerton.
Where if you are tied in to what's going on, like it's guilty by association, basically.
So he rat.
Well, no. Oh. It's just like you didn't have to do anything. But if they figured out that Kathy was guilty and that rule applies, you going down too.
Oh, so he pointed the biggest finger.
Sure, Ishii's off. Oh. You got acquitted. But what I'm talking about is the other two guys. Han, the other guy.
Yeah, I know what's in there.
Yeah. They still have a chance of having to pay for some serious crimes that happen.
Doing some time, some hard time.
What is even more interesting, I think, is that Louis Kealoha is going to have to repay the city and county of Honolulu, I think it's $250,000.
For what?
That was his severance package.
God, I love this place.
But I think he signed something where, like, if I'm convicted of a crime, got to pay it back.
Wow.
So.
let me go check my severance package.
Guess what's going on? Brother got to pay it back. Yo. He got convicted.
You know what? He might be doing some community service trying to work that off.
We'll see what happens, bro. Oh, brah.
Oh, brah. And speaking of the legal justice system in the state of Hawaii,
yep.
I think we need to celebrate. We've had some shots. My friend, let's tell the public what happened with you. You been acquitted. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
I went to court. I did go to court. I one of my jobs, I've got three of them. Yeah, one of my jobs is...
Are you Jamaican? Not that you know of.
No, I'm Hawaiian.
So you're saying you have five jobs?
One of the jobs is driving people around when they call you on, or when they put it in the app and they say, hey, come pick me up.
Gotcha.
So I'm over by the airport, and one of my boys in brown, the Honolulu's finest is HPD, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
So what definitely. Does that make the sheriffs?
Mapunapuna's finest.
Wow. Anyways, the boys in brown said, allegedly, that I ran a stop sign over by the airport.
It ran, pushed through, yielded.
Didn't happen. Didn't even happen.
I believe you.
It didn't happen.
Okay.
There's this thing called obstruction. There was a fence. I had stopped. I was going to go left, and then I decided to go right. Okay. And then when I started going right, then the sheriff was there, and he's like, oh, you blew through that stop sign.
All right.
Didn't do it.
Gotcha. Everybody needs a hug.
So we went to court.
And how'd that go?
First.
Wait. Did you wait? Okay, so you went court.
I checked on the ticket. Trial. Right?
Gotcha.
So I checked on the trial. Okay, so I go in, and it's not a trial. You don't get a trial right away. You got to go in and talk to the judge.
Right.
So I sit there, and I'm watching all these other people. And then finally it's my turn. I'm like, Your Honor.
You know, you should be lucky because your last name starts with a G. So you were in the middle. Imagine if your last name starts with like a W.
No, you're right. I was like fifth. Still, so that lucky. Is four people too many.
He's so lucky.
Four people too many. You're an L. What are you talking about? You would have been like seven.
But you know how much Hawaiians start with K? Kealoha. Come on, come here. All right, okay. Sorry about that.
So I go to court the first time. And I honestly, I think I had the same judge I had at trial. But the judge, she was looking at me going, I like your pictures. I like your argument.
Oh, you came with the full defense.
I was ready to go.
Oh, there you go.
I was ready to go. I thought, because like when you read the ticket, it says, can you explain yourself to a judge? I was like, yes. I stopped.
All right, I got you.
So I had pictures. I brought it in and she was like, yeah, that's cool. You got to come back.
That's a win.
Two months later when the sheriff couldn't show up.
Okay.
Right?
All right. That's one.
So we go through that, and that was until earlier this month. I go back, and I show up, and I'm there. I'm dressed nicely on my day off, went into court, second time, get there. The other problem with the ticket was it happened in February, right?
Okay.
The date on the ticket?
Mm.
December.
Yes!
Not once, but twice.
Oh!
So the judge is in there looking at this piece of paper. And the funny thing was, the paper that I had was different than the paper that the courts got.
Oh, man. I love it.
Paperwork was mysteriously corrected.
Here's to the state employees. That's my peeps right there.
Yet, I'm holding the actual piece of paper that I was handed like that day at 1:30 in the morning or whatever it was that I was working. So the judge looks at it again the second time in court, and the prosecuting attorney or the prosecutor's representative. Yeah, prosecuting attorney. Yeah, she's there.
Yeah, sounds good.
And I'm pushing 40-something, right? And this girl looked like she was like 13.
inexperience.
Well, she's standing there going, yo. She couldn't even like articulate herself. And I'm standing like, Your Honor, I may be asking a dumb question, but is it too early to ask for this to be dismissed? And she's like, yeah, just wait. And she goes back to the prosecutor.
Is that how all prosecutors sound like? They sound worse than the Charlie Brown teachers.
But eventually, like, she couldn't, she was trying to figure out, like, how does a dude tell you that you're there in December when it's February?
You can't.
So she turns around and the judge looks at me and goes, you know what? I'm going to act on your motion and it's dismissed.
Yes. Love it. Score. What a great.
And shout out to the bailiff. Like, he came over too. Like,
shout out to the bailiff. Well, bailiff don't do nothing.
Well, when I was walking out, he's like, ah, there wasn't a dumb question.
Did he say that under his breath?
No, he said it to it because you could talk in the courtroom. Right, and I was like, well, bro, I'm not trying to embarrass you or me or the judge or anybody. So thank you. And I walked the hell out of it.
See ya. And you know what? And
I paid zero.
And you celebrated like a chap because I remember your post on Instagram. I was like, oh, okay, we're having a good day.
I have that celebratory cigar, man. Dad life. And then I went back to work, and I went home and saw the kid, and then I worked the third job. So,
right back at like a trooper. Whole brah. Yeah. So, we posted this earlier this week about the dentist and the doctors. What's more scary growing up? The reason why I posted that is because my youngest went in to get some work done on his teeth. Filling.
Yep. At the dentist,
right. And he's like all for it. And he's like, yeah, oh, we're going to the dentist because one of my sister's friend works there at the dentist. So she came in and it makes it a whole lot better when you know somebody and whatnot.
Sure.
I am not a fan of the dentist.
How come?
Because growing up, it was like jackhammers. All I hear is jackhammers going inside there.
Were you one of those kids that just had metal mouth?
No, no braces.
No, but I mean like fillings. Did you just get fillings all over the place?
My guess. I don't know. It was a nightmare. Every time I went and said, if anybody knows what I'm talking about, out there in Pearl City next to the Don Quixote all the way in the corner, it used to be a dentist's office. And they used to have these huge zoo animals. And they look like they're coming out of the cages. And it freaked me out. And then I went in the back down, more animals freaking me out. And I was like, what the F? So, and then back in the day, you know what the funny thing is? Is that, so I went back there with my kid the first couple times. TV's galore. It's like a sports bar back there. So he's getting drilled in. And he's like, ha, 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 yeah.
I can never remember a TV in a dentist's
Zero. Office. Zero TVs for us. So that's why I have scarred in my head the drill. The jackhammer. Sure. But my kids love it. And I'm like, and they're like, but
I've already been to the dentist with my daughter, and like we're sitting there watching Hello Kid, like not Hello Kid, we're watching Muppet Babies on Disney Channel, and she's getting lollipops, and they're putting sunglasses on her face, and there's like three girls going, oh, you're so cute, blah 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 blah, and never happened when I was at
zero. Nah. My parents left me at the door. Right at the door. They're like, okay, son, we and they'll close the door. Yeah, so they, but you know, the funny thing is, I think my kids are actually more, quote unquote, scared of the doctor because doctor equals the S word.
Shots. We're not talking about shots. We're talking about poke you.
So we put it out there. What's more?
What was the response?
It came back dentist.
Really?
A lot of people actually voted. Well, I don't know why I did it, but I put parents on there. Of course, everybody's scared of their parents, or a lot of people are. But dentist, 90% over doctors.
Well, because the dentist back in the day, when you're smoking time, like they were the ones that actually gonna touch you and do something to you. Like doctor, most of they was gonna do is like poke your belly and be like, "Does that hurt?"
Right. They give you the knee.
Unless
knocker.
You did it, where like you broke your arm, you broke your leg, and then you need the doctor's help.
Right, but that was different. That wasn't your primary doctor. Like your primary doctor was like, hey, Jace, how you doing? How you feeling?
Unless you had one of those healthcare plans back in the day where you couldn't afford to go to the emergency room and you had to wait till Monday and you went and saw the real doctor anyway.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Hey, sounds like you had the good healthcare.
I never knew. You know what I mean? Like, you don't think about that kinds of stuff. Of course, the kids don't. They never do. So anyways, our poll, dentists more scary than the doctors. So thanks for everybody that participated in the poll. We do that once in a while.
Bruh, you know, going to the dentist, though, and the doctor, that reminds me, you got to work with your significant other. You gotta talk to them. You gotta be in communication. You gotta set stuff up because somebody's gotta take the kid, number one.
Right.
Right. But at the same time, you've gotta deal with what's going on with the kid after all that is taken care of, right? But that means like there's gotta be communication.
Right. Now, before you get into that, my old lady is tuning in, so she's gonna love what you're gonna drop right now.
Really?
Yep, she's gonna love it. I know it.
So
proceed.
Thank you for permission to do that. Is this the Two Hawaii Dads podcast or your girl dropping in on this podcast? What's happening?
She's dropping in on the podcast.
So what I was going to say, though, is like you sit there and you communicate and you want to talk to each other and you want to help each other out. And part of that is like making sure you get fed.
I'm hungry.
Food is important.
It's
you don't want to get hangry.
No, it's way important.
So, you know, I was at work the other day, and my wife was like, "Oh, I'll help you out. I'll go get some food. I'll bring
good
dinner
work.
Home." I was like, "Yeah,
good work.
Bro,
good
where
work.
You going? Where you going? I'm Moana. Oh, bro, Lanai Food Court. Ike's. There's that Ike's sandwich joint over
all
there.
All right, I'm
yeah.
in.
So I'm like, yeah.
What kind of sandwich?
I forget. But they all got names.
I gotta go check. Yeah, all the fancy schmancy.
Yeah,
fancy
schmancy. Yes. Right. But it's like, bro, yeah, you can give me a sandwich. Bring it. Shoots." So we get the sandwich and she brings it home. And at first I wasn't too hungry. So we're just hanging out. But at one point, like the sandwich comes out and I start taking a bite. And then all of a sudden my wife is eating part of the sandwich.
Joint custody of the sandwich.
And I'm sitting there going, well, that's great. It's cut into two pieces. But I was planning on taking half of that to work for, you know, home lunch the next day. Yeah.
Good looking out.
Yeah. And I'm looking at her, and she's looking at me, and she sees I'm looking at her, and she starts putting the sandwich in her face even faster. It starts turning into a race on who's eating this half of the sandwich first. We start getting to the last couple bites. Like,
the ocoles, you know, yeah, the ocoles.
The butt of the sandwich.
Oh, I love ocoles.
And she's, seriously, she's slapping my hand going, hey, there's another half of the sandwich right there.
Even though you, like, kapooed
it on the side. That's my sandwich!
The sandwich that you offered to buy me.
She was eating. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. I always, you know, actually, you know, the funny part right now, we're on the way home tonight. I'm probably going to stop by Jack and the Crack.
Yeah.
And I know what I need to order. I only.
See, but you're buying enough, not just for you, but you're buying because you know she's going to want something. So you buy something for her and you come home proactively with more food.
No. This is what happens. My usual schmusual post 12 a.m. Jack and a Crack run. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
It is a loaded breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
A meaty burrito.
Yeah.
And two tacos. Okay. Yeah. I will eat all of that. All of it. But as soon as I crack the door, it's like the jingle jingles. It's like the cat, meow, meow. She'll come out. Oh, what did you grab? The usual, every time I go to Jack in the Box after midnight. And then it's like, what do you want? What? Pick. What do you want?
So you didn't buy food for you. You bought it knowing you were going to lose. She was going to tax you when you walked in the door. See, that's the thing. Hey, babe, what do you want from Ike's? Oh, I want that sandwich. Am I expecting it taxed?
I guess not.
I mean, now I know.
Moving forward.
But you're going to Jack in the Crack, and you know that when you come home, you better have enough for homegirl because somebody's going to be standing there going,
She will put. She will put down those two tacos.
I ain't mad at that. And if I know that you're going to Jack in the Box, bring the... bring the tacos. What I'm saying, though, is why aren't you bringing enough tacos for... You should already know this. Why aren't you bringing enough tacos for
everybody? Well, as any true post-12 a.m. eater, that day old Jack in the Crack tacos, not good. Not good. Whole brah. You know what? We've gotten so much great feedback about our Jonah Jackson last week about interviews.
Okay.
We're going to bring on another interview in just a little bit. My man Walt G from Koval coming on. Brand new song, Faded, on the air. Very excited. You know what's so funny is that his band, Koval's been around for what, X amount of years, right? A long time.
We were talking about that. It's like 15, 20 years.
15, 20 years. We'll have him confirm that. But if I'm not mistaken, he came out with at least, I'm going to go with five albums.
Okay.
And I think with the grace of KCCN FM 100 and the opportunity, I might have emceed every single one of their CDs.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think all of them was at Don Ho's. For all you youngins, Don Ho's is what HPU is now.
Aloha Tower Marketplace.
Aloha Tower Marketplace, whatever's left over there.
So Walt G from Koval is...
he's coming up.
Coming up. We're going to have him coming up next here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Are you ready?
I'm Reggie.
I think I'm ready. I think we're ready. Let's see if we can make this happen.
Who needs Google when you get these two old futs? The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
All right, it is the Two High Dads Podcast.
We are
Two Hawaii
up.
Dads Podcast. That's Justin.
That's Jason right over there.
And on the phone right now,
yes,
the one, the only,
Walt G from Koval. Hey-o!
How's it going, everyone?
We have a bell.
We have a bell, and you have broken the seal on the bell, Walt. How does that feel?
Wow, really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
fresh from Office Office Max or Office Depot, wherever I got it.
Thanks for taking the time, man. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, right on.
So people who hear the name Walt G, and I know for me personally, like I haven't met you in person, but I've listened for years and years and years and years, Walt G and Chinaman from
Koval. How long has the band been together?
This year, actually, last year was 16. This is going to be 17th year. Just put by the snap of a finger.
Wow, 17 years. So it's ready for drive then. Legal Eagle.
That's like a grown adult.
Just about legal.
That's
just
college age right there.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's a snap of a finger. I remember, like, when you're trying to get your music out there, it seems like forever. And then next thing you know, we got white hair.
So we're talking about 2001. So it's almost like 9/11. That was around the time when the band got started. What was the landscape like here in Hawaii for a local island band getting started? Was it tough for you and your partner? Because I want you to talk about that too. Talk about Chinaman, but was it tough for you guys to get off the ground back then?
It was extremely tough, but you know, it kind of, I don't want to say it was easy, and I don't want to say it was tough. It was kind of weird. China moved up to my street in Waianae. And he was a quiet guy. You know, his wife is the one that actually approached my wife and said, "I noticed that your husband plays ukulele. My husband does as well."
Did you just say he was a quiet guy? Because I've never, he's never struck me as a quiet type of dude.
He seemed like the quiet one. He was because the
couple drinks in him, and then he's not so much.
that's me now. but it was just a weird thing to introduce through our wives, and you know, we kind of just started talking, playing music, and you know, it was like an everyday thing, playing music. And we're friends with a guy from Kōʻuka from the same side of the island, but we're just a bit older than they are.
Yeah,
and you know, we got invited to one of their gigs, and you know, it went in, and kind of, you know, I think we can do this too. And we said, okay, let's try. So we had a meeting with our wives, and we want to try this because they're supporting. They said, okay, go ahead, we've got you guys back. We support you both. And we went through different musicians, and it was difficult, but it was basically fun. And if I'm allowed to say this, we actually presented our music to the stations, and you know, we're thinking it ain't gonna happen. And going to a gig, it hit the radio, and I was like, wait, it's on the radio. You know, it's kind of like, wow, it was so shocking. You know, thinking that is never gonna happen. You know, just give them the music and what happens, and it played.
So when
it was
you,
really shocking.
When you guys got started, were you guys radio hits from the jump, or were you guys out playing gigs and making your name in the streets before
the
radio? Yeah, or did the radio come first? Which came first, the radio or the egg?
The gig came first, and I think it always comes that way. The gig first, just play a lot of free gigs, or a lot of zero to minimum pay, but it wasn't even about the money. I was just playing, you know, that was...
Getting the name out there, getting the brand out.
Yeah, getting the name out there. Yeah, that was like a practice type of thing. You go out there, you're not really that good. You think you are, but you're not really that good. And it kind of just evolved, got better and better. And, you know, when we present our music after recording it, we still at the point like, oh, we'll just see what happens, you know.
So where were
where
were some of the spots that Cabal started off at? I'm going to assume Mai Tai Bar.
Yeah.
Mai Tai's.
The very first, we played like 10 years straight every Friday. But prior to that, it was like the T-Spot, which is absolutely...
Oh, T-Spot.
I remember that spot. Yeah. And used to call it T-Spot Hideaway for a minute too, right?
Yeah. Like,
Right. Yeah, we played there, I think, before we even...
It was Capole before it was Capole, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Capole. We played there like every Friday for 2 years straight.
Nice.
It kind of evolved into like, hey, you guys want to play at this spot. And then we got lucky. We went to the T-Spot, and then we got lucky and went to Mai Tai Bar. You know, and at that time, it was hard to get to Mai Tai Bar, which it still is, but for us from being zero to being at a spot where like, oh, there's a number one spot to play. You know, that was like, wow, we better really step our game up. And it was a blessing. And I think the Mai Tai Bar allowed us to play on a consistent basis. It helped us to mature in everything that we do as artists, as...
That venue is still an incubator. They're an incubator for the next generation.
I gotta say, like, if you get the green light to go to on Mai Tais on a regular basis, that's like, yo, we made it, guys. I mean, not, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
it shows you have support.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Right.
I also remember doing some of Walt's and Caval's CD release parties. I think I did at least three of them. And I remember, and then I would always remember us at Don Ho's.
There was a time, where Caval was playing all over the place. Like in the early 2000s, like mid 2000s, 2003, 2004. You guys were playing a lot of gigs.
Yeah, we were. At that time, too, we were in our later 20s.
All the days.
All
the 20s. I'm going to wear that bell up.
We're in the 20s. And, you know, we had Ken Thompson. We were lucky that Ken Thompson threw
Ken Thompson.
DVD just came out of the woodwork and said, I want you to, you know, try with this manager. Like, oh, okay, cool. You know, we didn't think about a manager type of thing, but we got blessed by DVD kind of just coming in and saying, hey, try Ken Thompson. And Ken Thompson kept us busy. Like, you're saying we played literally 3-4 times a week, and you're right, we play like 20-25 times a month. It was crazy, but it was fun.
And that's what people don't realize, is that it's not just the band. There's more to it. There's more spokes in the wheel, and there's promoters out there. There's people that are doing the business. And I know KT. Yeah. He goes by KT back in the day. He was doing a lot of business, getting a lot of shows for a lot of bands back in that era.
Yeah. KT blessed us with a lot of shows. You just named the show, we were there. You know, it was due to him doing a lot of pushing. We had to create music, and we had to hone our skills what we're doing. But, you know, KT, he did a lot of the groundwork, getting us to places. And, you know, you named those venues, we're there. You named the concert, we're blessed to be a part of it. You know, just being a part of it, doesn't matter if we were opening or closing, just to be a part of it, that's awesome. You know, and getting those opportunities through KT and through the radio stations and through the fans requesting and wanting to be there. That was an awesome time.
Now, the beautiful thing is you guys are still playing music, still playing gigs, still getting on the radio, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, because this is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast, we got to talk about that dad life. And you were just saying, Kavau was in its heyday when you guys were in your 20s, right? So that puts you at, you're about 80 right now, right? How old are you now?
31.
He looks good for an 80-year-old. His hair. I'm so envious of his hair.
That hairline.
Oh, my gosh.
He's still got a one head.
Yeah, the hair's a bit long ago. Yeah.
So, talk about those early years playing and trying to juggle.
I mean, the early years was cool, but you got the day job now, right? Like, you're getting older. It's about the 9 to 5. Like, you're still playing music, but you've got a day job these days, right?
Yeah. You know, whether it was at that time or this time, nothing really changed. I've always been a teacher during the day. So when we started, I was a teacher. You know, after I'm finished teaching during the day, I'm a varsity baseball coach. And when that is done, we got rehearsals in the evening, and I still got to be that daddy. So, you know,
were you always a teacher? Were you always a coach? Has that always been part of the equation with you?
Yeah, that was what I got my education in. Yeah. So, basically, baseball is what got me my education.
Baseball's in his blood. HPU grad?
That was my life. Yeah, HPU grad. Yeah, so... You know, that was kind of what I wanted to do. So, in actuality, I went to school to be an education, but not necessarily a teacher, to be a counselor. Oh. And when I did my practical counseling kind of wasn't what I thought it was. You know what? I don't really like school, but I'm going to continue. I just went back and said, okay, I'm going to get a teaching degree, you know, and then I get my next degree. And I'm doing that. So, I'm still in education, but it's not what I thought I was doing. But actually being a teacher is more of what I'm supposed to be doing.
So you're in our public school system, right?
I'm in the public school. Yeah.
I'm actually at
Waianae Kamaila Academy. So
Waianae Academy.
Is a public charter school right across Waianae High School.
Okay, so you got three beautiful kids. Talk to us about how you is sports a part of their life as much as it's a part of yours? Growing up?
You know, it's always been a part of their life, not by choice, kind of like by force, meaning that my wife always supports when I play, when I coach. That's kind of how it was. And, when I was actually playing in college, we had my daughter as a freshman, so we were young parents, and I was a freshman in college as well. So my wife was always supporting me, and which means my daughter was always there, my oldest daughter. So kind of like she just grew up that lifestyle. So when my two younger ones came about, it was just the same thing, kind of just part of the lifestyle that they've accustomed to grow into, kind of by force, not by choice.
Were they down for it though? Did they like it?
They like watching it, but I've never pushed my children to play the sport that I love. I always let them choose what they want to do, and not one of my kids chose baseball. They all play sports, but my oldest is volleyball. My middle son, he runs cross country, he plays volleyball at the canoe paddles, and my youngest, Shira, runs cross country as well, but they just chose their own path. A little bit different from mine, but they're active and they enjoy sports.
No lie, you wanted them to play baseball and softball. No lie. No lie.
Everybody thought that, you know, but I'll never force my children to do the sport that I love, because I was pushed to play baseball.
You had your gallon bucket ready to sit down in your sunflower seeds on third base.
Right. If my daughter doesn't play softball, I'm going to be mad.
No, but you know what's the funny thing? We're at that age. I mean, like a lot of us now, me especially, a lot of the guys that I used to watch up, professional sports players, now their kids are coming through the system. It's like baseball guys, it's like Vlad Guerrero. I know that guy's son. It's unbelievable how, I mean, it's good that they actually, you know, they follow through with the steps and whatnot with the parents.
Well, speaking of your boys, they're not going to be out there running as, what's your son's name running cross country? What's his name?
Chavez, but we call him Brada.
Okay, so it's not going to be Brada G on the public address announcement. Like, I've always wondered this about Woke G from Kavau. because I never knew who you was. I was like, bah, your last name's got to be Govea. Am I right?
There wasn't even a choice for me to have that name. China kept calling me that.
Oh, they did.
So no, wait. What's the government name? What's on the ID? What is the last name for
Electric
Dean
Bill.
Walt?
What is G stand for?
Yes.
Grillo.
Say Govea.
All right, pay up. We had a side bet.
I lost money.
Going on.
You part Portuguese, right?
I'm Portuguese.
Hey!
How do you think all this music got on the air? Hey!
Because I'm Portuguese, I have to monitor what I'm speaking because I'm like most Portuguese.
Yeah.
If I don't monitor myself, you know, things keep going on and on.
Well, but you're a good follow on the social media, and you post everything.
That's
I love
what
it.
His wife is for. That's
she's
the filter
post
right
to
there, babe. You better not post that, babe. Don't.
Mrs. Grillo is a good follow. Mrs. G is a good follow.
I'm posting, you kind of feed off each other. I was left a very positive point. So, by her being that way, it kind of bleeds off onto me. You know, out of the two, she's a better person. But sometimes when you follow somebody who's really good, you tend to be that way too. So I'm a product of my wife too. But Jerry, I'm a true product of her.
She must be watching you doing this interview right now.
Well, and I was gonna say, how does that play into being a dad? I mean, having that family unit, having the mom and the dad, having the kids there, seeing everything operate in a regular manner. That's important, right? Having the family.
It is. It's very important, you know. And me being a dad at a young age, it's kind of I was guilty of being selfish, you know. But you got to learn to quit that. The world doesn't revolve around you. You got to do some things that are possible and do the best for your family. And so it's very tough, you know. And sometimes I think playing music, I'm still selfish. What am I doing? But my wife supports it, and she knows it makes me happy. And me making others happy is what it's about. So I guess that me being a product of what she taught me, it makes her happy as well. And it's a really happy medium. We just believe that in life, it's not about always taking it. Giving, but sometimes you got to take a little bit so you can give more back. So I had to take some time from my family to give to other people, which is what I have now. If I don't give, I'm living life the wrong way. So giving right now, what I'm doing with music, sports, teaching, is what life's about. You got to give. It's not about taking. So right now, my life is pretty... It's pretty happy right now.
We love that you're giving back to your musical career, though. There's new Caval music coming out on the radio.
Finally.
The new track. Yeah. It's out.
Faded, talk about it.
Yeah. We kind of just talked about should we make music, and, you know, it's been so busy with our family and the busy that our keyboard is really kind of said what you guys want to do, and maybe they're like, okay, let me come to your house. And so we started writing, and when I started singing, he came from me, really, what are you talking about, Faded? You don't drink, you don't smoke. I said, yeah, but he's thinking about the negative thing. And I just said, no, Faded, when I open my eyes in the morning, I can't see straight. So the only thing that I can keep relevant to that is Faded. For me, I can't see straight, but when I open my eyes, the first thing I see is my wife. And the feeling that I feel like I'm so thankful, I'm so blessed, I love this woman, you know. So my writing is always about her, but when I sit with a lady, it's a woman there. And I said, why do you want to know what it means? Just because I want to know what it means. Because the first word you're going to be saying is Faded, and I want to make sure that I play the right key. You don't even know what I'm singing it in. So he actually started playing, and I said, oh, I like that. He goes, it's more of a happy feeling. And we're doing it in A. I was like, oh, okay, thanks, that boss. He's telling me what I got to sing of it now. So it was important for him to find out why I chose that word. What am I talking about? So he could actually develop the chord structure and the sound right off the bat. And I think he did a good job on that.
Well, we're going to get into that track in just a minute, but before we wrap up, if people want to find Caval on social media, because it is 2019, this is not 2002, we're not talking about MySpace anymore. How do people find Walt G and Chinaman from Caval? Where do they go online?
If you want to go to Twitter, all you're going to type in is Caval Music. Simple as that. You go to Instagram. On Instagram, just speak the same. It's Caval Music. So whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, if you're going to search, just put in Caval Music and it's going to pop up. So it's super simple, but if you want to find us individually, it's basically Walt G at Caval Music. If you want to find China, it's basically go China.
Find him at the bar. Find him closest to the bar. I think they named a stool after him. I think they got the golden stool that doesn't move. You got any? Well, before we start playing Faded, what about you got any gigs coming up? Any some jams we can catch you at?
We actually will be doing a couple of gigs that's going to be for the public. It's going to be July 20th at the Mai Tai Bar. So we're going back home.
Yes!
And then the following week is going to be July 26th at Shays with us and 10 feet for the old timers are going to be playing.
Oh, Chesmonics. Chesmonic. Yeah. I remember that place.
Yeah. So we can do some good with them. But the majority of our gigs, to be honest, is
So if you got a birthday, a baby luau, a divorce. Wedding, divorce party, bachelorette party, you can call the homies and you guys will come out and play some music, right?
Yeah, and it's super simple. You go to our Instagram, you go to our Twitter, Caval Music, it has all the information, how to contact us, booking information. Yeah, we're definitely doing private parties for people who are interested in having us there.
Very nice. All right, my man, that's Walt G.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, thanks for coming on to the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
This one, it's called Faded. Thanks for letting us play it. The Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
I like you better when I'm faded. Now I got your love, I know I made it. Cause I'm all up in my feels and I know this love is real. Keep you on my mind cause you're my baby.
Oh, she come for nights it up, yes.
You keep running through my mind, make me wanting you more. Tell you like a girl, you're the one I adore. You keep running through my mind, make me wanting you more. Tell me like a girl, won't you open the door?
In the morning when I see you, it's your love I adore. So precious, so lovely, I couldn't ask for more. Hey, I've traveled round the world to see. Girl, you're all I ever need.
You know I like you better when I'm faded. Now I got your love, I know I made it. Cause I'm all up in my feels and I know this love is real. Keep you on my mind cause you're my baby.
Set you all the best. I'm always there for you. Those other girls, they don't contest this song I sing to you. I've traveled round the world to see. Girl, you're all I ever need.
You know I like you better when I'm faded. Now I got your love.
I've traveled around the world to see.
That's the boys from Cavao.
Very slick sounds of Mr. Hairdo himself, Walji. Thank you so much, brother. Slamming the jams for us. He actually helped us out with that one. And you know what? Here's a fun fact about the show.
What's that?
He actually was the first person to drop the review. There you go. Enjoy that. A five star review on our Apple Podcasts.
On the Apple Podcast.
On the Apple Podcast.
So if you look at it and you look at the reviews, there's a review there, 5 star from Walt.
Walt, yeah, he said, good job. Good job. Oh, no. Let me local it up. Good job, brothers.
Such an eloquent.
Hey, I'll take
detailed.
You know what? Local people review. Will appreciate that. Good job, local.
Good
brothers.
Job, brothers.
Yeah, good job, brothers. Oh, brothers is gold. That's like another 18 stars right there. But again, thank you
Except
so much.
It was five.
No, but then you sort of brought it in. We'll add another 13 stars to
it. Oh, my God. So we're looking at another weekend here in Paradise.
Hopefully the R-A-I-N doesn't give us the poops. The poops
supposed to be gone. Supposed to be gone.
I hope so.
What you got going on this weekend?
You know, it's the last weekend of the 50th State Fair.
Yep.
And what is your number one go-to ride at the 50th State Fair? You personally, you as a dad, as growing up, what was your number one?
Wave swinger, man. The big one that goes around and around, so you go above everybody and
the swing.
Yeah, the swing.
Oh, okay. Is that what they call it? The wave swinger.
Yeah, the one where you know the one. It's in all the pictures.
Okay.
Round one. You sit in the chair and they go.
I think I might have missed that one.
Got it. Are you serious?
I think so. Unless they changed the
name. Are you smoking? Bruh.
No.
Whatever.
Spice.
Whatever.
My number one, Music Express. Growing up as a kid, that was my, if I ever wanted a job, I wanted to be the guy running the Music Express because he had all the cool jams. He always had like the B-side jams. I'm like, I like this song. And you know what? I think here's a pro tip. They don't go backwards anymore.
That was the whole point of getting on the Music Express.
I don't know what it is, but it is the last weekend. union guys.
The other thing is too, you need the card. You can't ride any of the games without the card.
So I know.
Make sure you have that card and charge that bad boy up, right?
Yeah. Hey, shouts out to EK Finland is trying to get that buck in.
Oh, they're the only ones doing the rides, so you got to make sure that they got it. They got it going on.
I agree. Okay, so also happening this weekend, Manamele down there at Ward.
Yep.
Ward Villages.
AKA where Tropics used to be. They ripped it down and that's where it's
now. It's grass.
Yeah, grass.
All grass. But they got
the show at the grass.
They got the benefit concert going on. It's like a 3-in-1. There's a video release about this huge video.
There were so many details. I was having a hard time following it. But there's like
reading is not just strong
fundraising, point. But they're playing a music video that's got a collaboration between like Hoku award winning artists.
People.
Yeah. And the students from all the
charter schools.
It's crazy.
You're going to be down there.
I'm going to be down there because my wife is actually, she teaches out at Hakipu'u Kaneohe, which is one of the Manamele schools. And she's part of that, that hui. So she'll be there. She'll be there all day. Shout out to Candy Diaz because she doesn't use her married name when she's working.
But you know what, Mike? We was talking about this off the air that I have not taken the chance to take my kids down to a live musical performance outside of Chuck E. Cheese.
Does
that count? Chuck E. Cheese? Yes. Is a concert that counts?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I'm gonna sort out.
Why didn't you go to like Major Rager with them? They're like eight,
dude. I get Major Ragers every day after work when I come home. But we're looking to get down there because the lineup is heavy lineup. Children 10 and under free. Parents you pay, but it's going to a good cause. So you know what?
So drop, you're gonna go. Are you going? Are you gonna commit right here, right now on the podcast? Are you taking the boys?
And on IG, I'm gonna do a hard yes.
Okay. So make sure you look for J.I. Ray.
With the two kids running around, running amok, playing Chase Master / WrestleMania. You can find my kids.
We're going to look for you. Make sure your boys don't lick my girl and give
that
her...
That was too... Stop bringing it up.
Hepatitis or whatever.
No, it's not hepatitis. Hepatitis. Get it right.
Hepatitis.
Hepatitis. You know, that never leaves your body, right? That never leaves your body. I just want to let you know.
You know what else is coming up? I actually got a chance to check it out. Is at the International Marketplace, they've got Mixology Month coming up in July.
We're talking Waikiki.
In Waikiki.
Okay.
And actually, you know what? It's a good time for local people because they validate your parking. It's you can go down.
That is like half the battle. I got to be honest. As a mister, I'm not going to really roll in. That is half the battle that we play.
And this is why I think you would love, Justin, Mixology Month at International Marketplace. Because not only do they validate parking, but they got food priced at $5 and $10.
Now we talking. You're talking my language, baby.
Get in there for some $5 poo-poos and check out these featured cocktails for like 10 bucks a shot.
And you went down. What was the vibes?
I went down for the intro and I had a chance to try out some of the food and drink from places like Eating House 1849 by Roy Yamaguchi. Also Flour and Barley. Right. The guys from Herringbone. Strip Steak by Michael Mina. Also Minabird down there at the Street Food Hall
by Michael hungry.
Mina. Shore Fire and Kaku Sushi and Seafood Buffet. Tons of $5 food specials, $10 cocktail specials all through the month of July, all through the international.
That's not available on the Jack in the Box drive-thru.
It is not. And also, beginning July 10th from 5 to 6 p.m., they've got the Battle of the Bartenders competition.
Hmm?
You know what that means, though?
Fights.
Free samples. Oh. Free samples. Every
Wednesday.
Meet
you at the bar, babes.
5 to 6. They're going to have bartender competition, free and open to the public, but you get a chance to sample the creations with the championship on July 31st. Also, there's Girls Night Out in collaboration with the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival.
Are we allowed?
On July 26th. I think you got to take it. It's got to be a date night. So we got to check with the other half. Make sure you can go. Guys are welcome, too. It's what it says here. But four different groups.
Guys are welcome.
Are going to be split up by the center's mixologist, and you're going to check out Eating House 1849, Strip Steak Waikiki, Flour and Barley, and Saks Fifth Avenue.
Love the Saks.
Bruh, you're even going to get a gift from the participating retailers, including a beauty treatment from Saks Fifth Avenue. Tickets are $95 and available for purchase online. We'll throw the link on the Instagram account, Too High Dad.
Yes!
Over there on Instagram. So shout out to the folks from International Marketplace. Mixology Month is going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Are you looking forward to it?
I'm always looking forward to the weekend, brother. I know that's all month. So I'll plan it out.
And you know, it's been a good time, but honestly, I'm looking forward to you leaving.
You know what, why I'm going to leave? Because that huge ass spider behind me.
He's still looking at you?
He is looking at me, and
that's
he's like...
That's the homie. He's making sure you don't pull anything stupid.
It's like, hey, last call. Time to go.
So that is going to do it for us, the Two Hawaii Dads. I'm Jason.
Justin.
Make sure you check us out on Instagram, two, H-I-D-A-D-S, Two High Dads.
Love you.
That is where we are at. And we're doing big things.
I'm excited. We were discussing business offhand and big things aguan, as the reggae would say. Aguan! Repeat!
We'll see y'all next week. To Hawaii Dance Podcast. Okay, then.
Bye. Love you.
Let these guys tell you what they would do for a waffle hot dog. The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.